So elder abuse is any kind of mistreatment that really detrimentally affects the health and well-being of our senior population. And as you know, the senior population is growing and awareness of elder abuse is growing too. Over the past few years, it's really come to the fore. Estimates range, but we can say that 1 in 10 elder Americans will experience one type of abuse in any given year. So it's really a huge problem, and it's kind of coming out of the closet, which is great.
One of the issues, it seems, is very often the person who's committing the abuse can be a carer, can be a family member. And of course, the abuse is a spectrum. It's not always physical or emotional beatings. It could be financial abuse. And because of the vulnerable nature of the relationship between the abused and the abuser, is this something that's very hard to deal with from your perspective as a law enforcement person?
Yeah, it really is. And that's correct. So it can cover a whole wide range of situations. It can be financial abuse at the hands of a stranger is really common. We see millions of dollars even going out from Boulder County every year from seniors who have been taken in and taken advantage of by people who've often contacted them over the phone or via the internet. Yesterday I had a report of an 86-year-old wiring $134,000 to somebody that he's never going to get back. So that kind of crime is really difficult for law enforcement. The other type of crime that you mentioned is also difficult, but in a different sort of way, in that the relationships between family members or between carers and the people they're caring for is often pretty complex, and there's a lot of factors involved, and the senior may have a close relationship or may be dependent on the other individual. So there's a whole web of factors really that need to be sorted out to decide what to do with that type of situation, whether or not criminal proceedings are appropriate.
Is it very hard to sometimes find these crimes because elders themselves are reluctant to come forward and say, I think I've been scammed, particularly maybe in the ones that aren't family related, because there's a sense of embarrassment, or how on earth did I fall for that? And as you said, this is happening more and more.
I think there is a great reluctance and kind of shame associated, which is something that we're really trying to dispel. I would say that only maybe about 5% of the crimes that we see are reported by elders. So the community at large does a fantastic job in Boulder County in reporting a lot of different types of crime. And in Boulder County, maybe we have over 55% financial exploitation, with it being a fairly wealthy county. People, I think, here are victimised financially to a pretty extensive degree.
So for people listening, so they can be on the lookout if they themselves either get a phone call or a dubious email, or they have a family member they're concerned about, what are the sorts of scams that you're seeing that people are responding to, where they're wiring, as you said, over $100,000 to somebody, a stranger that they'll never see back? What are some of the warning signs?
So, if you have a senior in your life who seems to suddenly have some new interest or is in contact with someone or is constantly texting or is maybe receiving a lot of phone calls, it's surprising really how the relationships are developed by the scammers, because what they want to do is extract the maximum amount of money within a very short period of time. So I think if people are aware that maybe their family member or their friend is involved in that type of relationship, or they might see that their family member or friend has developed a new friendship with a real person who's calling in on them, and that person may not be in their sort of age range or social group, and so maybe somebody that they've made contact with through some kind of senior group or through some kind of healthcare agency, then it's good for other people just to be around and just to ask questions to start the ball rolling. And then if they suspect that there's something going on, they can contact law enforcement on their non-emergency numbers. It should always be the law enforcement agency for where the person lives. Otherwise, they can call us on our Community Protection Division line is 303-441-3700, and we have folks there 8 to 5 every day who will answer the phone in person and will take details and advise people what to do if they have concerns.
Is there anything that the financial institutions can do to mitigate this, bearing in mind that elderly people still have agency and they still have the right to give money, even if it is in dubious circumstances? And so can a bank or even, you know, somewhere like, you know, a wiring service, if they see large amounts of money being wired, is there any mechanism for them to intervene in any way?
There sure is. I mean, we do a lot of training in the community for banks and financial agencies. And in fact, a couple of the individuals who are getting honoured, one's from Wells Fargo and one's from Guarantee Bank. And Guarantee Bank in Colorado has trained every employee in elder abuse. And I think that's the only answer, because I think the frontline staff really need to be aware. There's nothing wrong with those staff asking extra questions so that they can ensure that this this money's going to a valid destination and not being wired to Nigeria.
So what exactly is going to be happening at the East Boulder Senior Centre on Thursday? As you said, there will be some local folk who will be honoured. Will there be any other talks or any information given about this?
District Attorney Stan Garnett is going to be, he's going to be addressing the audience, and also Mary Young from Boulder City Council. So that she's also going to be speaking to the audience about elder abuse topics. And then a variety of folks, some from law enforcement, but mostly community members, as I said, representatives of banks, of Longmont Meals on Wheels, of Senior Reach, which is an agency that provides free in-home counselling to seniors, and a King Soopers customer service clerk. So a wide range of people are going to be honoured, and the audience will be told the stories of how they prevented elders from being abused. So a very interesting afternoon.
Outside of financial exploitation, do you see many cases of physical, emotional and other types of abuse happening with seniors locally?
One of the most common cases that we see is an adult child who may have substance abuse or mental health issues, who's not in full-time employment and is either back living with their parent or who has maybe never moved out. And so often a situation where the senior could cope with it 20 years ago, but now as their child is middle-aged with the same issues as they've always had, but they're perhaps getting a little bit more frail, finding it more difficult to deal with. So we see a lot of those situations. I think this week we've had three, for instance, so it's very prevalent. And they are very difficult because there's a lot of codependency involved there, and it's very difficult and frightening for seniors in that situation to make the report to the police.